This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
NFL fans, are you hungry for a big win this weekend? DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, has you covered. New customers can bet just $5 on any NFL team to win their game, and if they do, you can win $200 in free bets. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps. Bet just $5 on any NFL team to win their game and win $200 in free bets. If they win, you win with promo code FANRUN in all caps this week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older in Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789.
It's that time of the day of the week. I know you're excited for it. It's back, and it might be better than ever. It's Davey. It's the Depot. It's where Davey Hudson deposits his wealth of knowledge, intellect, takes.
Does he pay you for this intro?
Your host today and always, Davey Hudson. Take it away.
Thanks, Nate. It's been a while since I gave a movie review, so I'm going to do that. Last time I did was Osmosis Jones. That one went over swimmingly. To get us started, a fact of the day. I figured this out during the break, but you cannot hum while holding your nose.
I just did it.
No, you didn't. Hum Rocky Top.
I just did it. There you go.
Yeah. Boom, did it.
Look, my ears are going to explode.
Yeah, that's fake news.
Okay, you can't do it while holding your mouth closed and your nose closed at the same time.
I just did it.
Well, you're an idiot.
You're going to have to get my stuff from
me. Get a new fact of the day. You have moron. Better than ever.
According to a recent research, the human nose can distinguish at least a trillion different odors.
A trillion?
I guess, I don't know.
How do they research that? Does this smell like this? No, slightly different. Okay, does this smell like this?
I think people just guess when they do those things.
80 days later.
Good to know.
I can't. I don't know. Yeah, it's weird.
It might not be a technical hum.
Yeah.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I feel like I debunked that, though.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Anyway, banger of the day. Give It Up by KC and the Sunshine Band. I just remember that movie or that song. They play it in one of the cool fight scenes in The Kingsman. Nice little movie.
Good to know.
Speaking of movies, I know I'm doing a review. You feel like the theater industry is dead?
They're struggling.
I mean, I don't see how they're going to survive whenever. A lot of times now, like, there's just premiere movies that they're just releasing automatically, and you have all these streaming services just vying for the rights to these shows. Which is also funny. Speaking of streaming services, I don't know if you guys have been paying attention, but Twitter was like, oh, this is trending, and it was like the Netflix walkout over Dave Chappelle.
Yeah.
I think they had like 8 people for the walkout, and yet it trended nationally.
There were more media members than protesters. Did you see the one comedian that showed up with a sign that just said, I like Dave?
Dave is funny.
Or was that what it?
Something Dave like funny. There was some guy chanting, Dave is funny.
It's probably that guy. Well, they accosted him. They took his sign away from him. They tore the poster board off the sign. Then they handed him the stick back. And as soon as he got the stick in his hand, the one crazy dude started yelling, he's got a weapon! And he's like, do you want me to drop the weapon? They're like, yes, drop the weapon. So he dropped the stick and he goes, do I still have a weapon? And then there was another lady. Well, there was another person with a tambourine, like just banging in his face. I couldn't tell what she was yelling at him. I mean, the guy's literally just standing there. And there was another person with their arms like in an open, like 45-degree angle, non-hug. Like, I'm not touching you. Kind of, I'm not touching you. Like standing like right up in under his chin, like just frozen the whole time. I'm like, what?
Protesting is good only if you agree with what I agree with.
Mm.
That's
a very peaceful protest as they ripped up his sign, yelled at him, and accused him of holding a weapon. He's like, "You mean the stick?" And he's this big comedian too. He's really chill. It's hilarious. Sad.
Yeah, I think Dave's done though with his 6-series special for Netflix. So be interested to see what he does next. He's funny, man. He gets it. Next up, gambling update. So last night was the first, as far as like games I touched for the model for the NBA, went 2-1. Got lucky. I'm not gonna lie. Had the Bulls -5. There was actually a shot made at the buzzer to where they were only gonna win by 4, but fortunately that shot by the Pistons did not count, so I had to review it, but I thought I
survive in advance.
There. Yep. So 2-1 to start off tonight, though. Hockey pick. It's not been going as swimmingly as I thought to start off, but tonight feeling very confident with the Edmonton Oilers over the Arizona Coyotes. It's a late one. I don't think that one. I think puck drops like 10, so it's going to be a. I probably won't stay up all the way for that one. So. But that's where we're at. NBA, NHL. It's. I mean, I've learned that that is where. My best chances are as far as making money on models. We'll still keep working on the other stuff, but right now that's where we're at. Anyways, moving right along to the movie review for today. This film, you know, for a while was the highest grossing box office film ever. Held the record for a while until this guy came and broke his own record. And then came the Avengers and Endgame and then crushed that. But this film is titled Titanic. Okay? So Titanic is about this boat.
Never heard of it.
And this boat is sailing from the UK. I think they came from London. I'm not 100% sure. I don't really remember the beginning of the film.
You're all over this.
I remember the first time I watched this movie was there were 2 VHS tapes. And like halfway through the movie, I had to stop and take out one VHS tape and put in the second one to watch the rest of the film. And I was just like, this is exhausting. It's like...
Yeah, that is it's a lot of work, man.
It's like they need to figure out how to like get this onto one device. Fortunately, though, they figured that out. Now you don't really need anything other than the computer or TV to watch it on because technology and whatnot. But anyway, so James Cameron. All right, so he's a pretty big deal, but he decided to cast Leonardo DiCaprio and Kate Winslet in this film, and they also had my boy Billy Zane, who doesn't get enough credit. He really does make the movie go. Actually, a big fan of Cal in this one. I don't know, everybody hates him, but he seems like a good dude in my book. So we start off and. It's all about getting on this unsinkable ship. A little foreshadow there. All right.
You're gonna spoiler alert this one?
Yeah.
All right.
The year's 1912, and they're all getting on this boat. And this boat's big. It's like unlike anything they've ever seen.
It is a big boat.
And so as they're making their way onto the boat, this one woman, you're like, she's young. She's like 17 or something like that. And she's, like, engaged to Billy Zane. And Billy Zane's, like, really rich. But apparently, like, her family was rich. But then they got, like, a lot of financial issues. And so then it's, like, a whole thing about, hey, her mom, like, the 17-year-old's mom's on there. Her name's Rose. Not the mom, but the girl. And so Rose's mom is like, hey, we need you to go through with this. You can get our family out of the financial hole we're in, which is... Yeah, I mean, it's not that uncommon. It's like people back then, they'd marry for money. I mean, there are a lot of people still
technically you don't say.
Do that. Yeah. It's all about prestige. And so they're going to the Americas to start a new life. And then we go over, and there's this young kid. His name's Jack. And Jack's pretty poor. I can't remember if he's Irish or not. I don't know. He might have been. I feel like he was slumming it up with the Irish group in the movie. It's been a while since I've seen it. Then it's one of those things.
When's the last time you did see it?
Oh, hell, probably whenever I was having to take out the 2 VHS tapes. But it's one of those things to where the Irish were treated very poorly back then.
Mm.
Thought about making a modern day reference, but I decided I'm going to hold off against that. And
probably smart.
So anyway, Jack, he's got a crappy place to stay as he gets on this boat. I don't know how long it took to go across. Like now you just hop on a plane and you're there. I was about to say like hop on my wife with the plane, you know, like the Brett right. Bielema, Bert, as they call him. Anyway, so then, you know, Rose, she's thinking about, you know what, I'm just going to jump into the water, I think. I don't, you know, she's just kind of looking there. She don't want to get married to Billy Zane, so she's like, ah, I could just get off or whatever.
Cal.
Yeah, Billy Zane. And so they end up, she meets Jack, and Leonardo's like, hey, don't do it, you know, it's like, it's going to be all right. So then they like end up falling in love, even though it's like a really short trip. And as they're going across the ocean, the Atlantic one, they decide that, you know what, I shouldn't marry Cal. I'd rather be with you. But of course, Cal's like, no, like you should be with me. And her mom's like, yeah, you need to be with Cal because you know that whole financial situation we're dealing with. And she's like, I don't want to do this. You know, it's like I want to marry for love and instead of money. And it's a real dilemma she's got going on. So then at one point, she's like, paint me like one of your French girls. It's a pretty common quote from the movie. And then they get it on in a car at one point. And there's something about, like, she's got this necklace. We started off at the beginning of the movie, and it's like modern day, except modern day, like 1997. So we're like 20 years past that. We're really almost close to 25 now. It's pretty crazy. So then as that is happening, the whole thing's about finding this diamond in a safe, and I can't remember the name of the diamond. It's like
Hope Diamond.
The Hope Diamond, yeah. So they're like, oh, maybe the Hope Diamond's in here, but no, it's just some nude girl that was painted. And of course, I already talked about Leo painting her like one of his French girls, or she asked him to do that. He could have been lying about that. I don't know. He's technically an artist, but you know, whenever you're kind of like the bottom class like that, and you're just trying to make your way happen, you probably lie about a lot of things to get up. But anyway, as we're going, an iceberg comes out of nowhere.
Oh, no.
The boat hits the iceberg. It starts taking on water.
That's the unsinkable ship, though. It'll be fine.
Yeah. It's a real dilemma for everyone on board because as the ship starts to sink, I don't know, something about Cal, him and Jack get into it. He grabs a pistol. Rose somehow gets the diamond. And then Jack gets tied up to, like, a pole and the water's rising. What was actually, I do remember this, when they're having to shoot that scene, they had to have water that was basically freezing, right? It had to be below like 38 degrees because if not, they were going to have steam and it wouldn't have been realistic because of course there was no steam at the time based off temperatures and whatnot of
right.
when it actually crashed.
Yes.
So then Rose somehow frees Jack. They're like trying to get on the lifeboat, but they miss the lifeboat. She gets Cal's jacket, which has the diamond, and Cal's like still going after them. But he ends up saying like he's the father of a lost child, even though he's lying. He's just trying to save himself, which I can't really blame him. I mean, you know, at that point, you're just like, I want to live too. But they try to paint him as a bad guy. I don't really know. You know, I mean, how can you really judge somebody off of only like a 2-hour movie? You know. It's kind of hard. You can't get a real good feel for it.
I mean, he got jilted. He also tried to kill people.
I feel like
and have them beat up.
I don't know. It's just one of those things where I feel like the guy gets a bad rap. But so he manages to get on a lifeboat. Rose's mom, Leonardo DiCaprio's friend, who I haven't mentioned, like one of the smoke towers, whatever they're called, to see them that falls on him. He's dead. Boom. A lot of other people die, naturally. Then the next thing is the band's like playing music as the ship's going down. It like splits in half. You just hear people screaming. There's like some boat that eventually comes by to like try to like rescue people. I know I've kind of skipped over the whole part about Rose is like laying on a door or something, and Jack's just holding on, and he's talking about like, oh, you're gonna die, an old woman in your warm bed, and then he's like succumbing to the hypothermia and he's frozen, which they could have fit him on the boat. I mean, I think they've reconstructed this. It's like, or on the wood panel. Then someone's like, he's balancing it out. I don't really know. But ultimately Jack dies. And then at the end of the movie, Rose comes back and it turns out she's had the diamond the entire time. Which it's like, oh, that real convenient. You made it like all these people are having to search for this diamond and it's not even there. You've had it this entire time.
Mm-hmm.
But then at the end, which is dumb, she drops the diamond in the water.
Intentionally.
Yeah. It's a lot of money. And then there's something, like, I don't know, like all the people that died are, like, cheering her on for something. If she dies in real life, I don't really remember. It's been a long time. But that's the Titanic.
You nailed it.
Yeah, I mean, that was one of your best ones yet, I think.
A lot to soak in there.
Soak in, really?
Really? You're going to go soak.
All those people that drown, and you go with soak it in?
It's a movie.
Based on?
You guys seen Titanic 2?
That can't be a real thing.
Apparently they made a movie, and it's just like retracing the steps. I think that ship sinks too. I can't really remember. I never watched it, but I was like...
It has a 1.6 out of 10 on IMDb.
That's not good, Bob.
What does it say as the premise?
A cruise liner sets sail on the 100th anniversary of the Titanic's doomed maiden voyage when a tsunami hurls an iceberg into the ship's path.
Wait, a tsunami hurls?
Well, you can't do the exact same story. You got to mix it up a little bit.
Release date was 2010.
Well, you know the...
How'd that one do at the box office?
They got in front of it because they released it in 2010 if they would have... Because then people are... It's kind of like with 2012, that movie. I think I reviewed that, but had they waited... I think they released that one in like 2010 as well. But if they had waited for 2012, then probably not as many people would have watched it because they're like, oh, we passed the Mayan calendar. You got to think these things about them ahead of time.
Did you know the Britannic, the sister ship to the Titanic, also sunk?
Really?
Yep.
When was that?
4 years later, November 21st, 1916, killing 30 people.
That's it?
Well, yeah, it wasn't...
That's it? What are you talking about? That's it? It's 30 people.
Over 1,000 were rescued. It was in the...
That's pretty good odds.
It was in the GNC, so I guess it was not as bad of conditions and stuff. That's good.
Warmer?
I guess so.
It was November, though.
Yeah.
What was the date the first one
said?
It was
closer.
November something.
It was November?
The other boats closer around. Well, it probably had enough lifeboats.
I could be wrong.
That was probably an adjustment made.
Yeah, it said that.
After,
actually, yeah.
Did it? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But still 30 people?
Yeah.
Oh, it was released in November. Well, actually, it was released December 19th here, November 1st in Tokyo. When did the Titanic set sail? It's a good question.
1912.
Yeah,
well, I know, but we're looking for the month.
Oh, well, I guess it would have been in April because the sketch is dated April 14th, 1912.
You're looking at the sketch right now?
That was the date, April 14th, 1912.
So it was
the day of the disaster.
It was a spring cruise.
Yeah, but you're in the North Atlantic, right?
Well, yeah.
Cold, man.
Not as many.
I'm aware it was cold. Thank you.
Not as many icebergs now, so probably.
Oh, God.
Hour 2 continues. This segment's brought to you by Knoxville Smiles. Check them out online at KnoxvilleSmiles.com. Make your appointment.
Dynamite stuff, Dave.
Hour 3.
Did I say hour 2?
You did.
Yeah.
Sorry. Halfway through hour 3, roughly. Well, the show's just flying by today. So good. What do we rate that depot, Houston? Did you rate the movie, Davey?
Oh,
come on!
I'll give it a thumbs up.
What? Just one?
Sure.
Davey likes his movies based off real events.
Ben only got one thumb up.
It launched Leo's career. He did some movie after that that was just terrible. I remember watching it.
I know it's one you're talking about.
No, he didn't do any terrible.
Oh, no, this one was bad. I think it had... Oh, man, what was her name? She was in the Chronicles of Narnia, whoever that... Tilda Swilton or something like that. Is that ringing a bell?
Nope.
Nope.
You got the name of the movie?
Not yet.
You searching on your phone?
Yeah.
Good. We should have it by tomorrow.
The Basketball Diaries.
Nah, that's not what it is. Mm. It was, he like goes on some trip and they find a bunch of people that, man, what the hell was that one called?
Blood Diamond.
Bear with me. That was a good movie. I think that one was 2004.
Shutter Island.
No.
Masterpiece.
Another good movie.
The Beach.
The Beach.
The Beach did suck.
Yeah?
I think I fell asleep.
You fell asleep at the beach?
During the movie The Beach.
It was Tilda Swinton. That's the name I shouldn't think
of. That was a pretty good pull. You were close.
2000?
Mm-hmm.
Is that the right one?
Yeah, it's directed by Danny Boyle. His films are really hit or miss, man. Like, he's never just kind of like somewhere in the middle. His films are either really good or they just downright suck.
Maybe I didn't watch this movie. Maybe I just remember the...
Well, you did. You fell asleep, you said.
Like, I mean, Danny, like, he's the guy who did Slumdog Millionaire. Mm. Fantastic movie. 28 Days Later, I really like that. Like, if you're kind of into, like, the horror stuff. That was, like, really one of the earlier, like, zombie-type films. That.
Which one?
28 Days Later.
I thought about watching that the other night, and then I watched the trailer. It just looks like it's filmed so weird.
Oh, dude, you should watch it. It's good.
It is?
Oh, yeah.
He's got Cillian Murphy. He teamed up with Cillian Murphy a lot.
You missed out. You blew it.
And then they did 28 Weeks Later with... That one had Jeremy Renner before he kind of made it big. And is it Jennifer Connelly? I think she was in that too.
Mm-hmm. All right. She's a good actress.
But yeah, The Beach. Do not recommend.
Oh, he did...
So 28 Days Later is worth the watch.
Oh, yeah.
Does the filming look as bad when you watch the movie?
I mean, it's a different style, but...
No, it's not going to be like... Oh, this is so weird. I can't even watch it. No.
Okay.
It'll be fine. He did Steve Jobs, too. Have you seen that one? The 2015
I've seen
one?
A lot of it.
Not the
whole thing.
Not the Ashton Kutcher one. The other one.
Oh, then I'm not sure. Was that good?
Really good.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I have not seen that one.
Yeah. I think it's on Netflix right now. Might be Prime. It's on one of those.
Tell you what, I'll look that up. I'll try to find that. Steve just Jobs. For you.
Mm-hmm.
And 28 Days Later.
You need to watch that one.
How were the sequels to 28 Days Later?
I think they just had 28 Weeks Later, which...
That was it?
I didn't think it was as good.
It wasn't as good, but it wasn't bad. I don't think he did 28 Weeks Later.
Did you guys watch Quiet Place 2?
Yep.
I've not seen it yet, actually.
What? What are you waiting on?
I don't know.
You got nothing else to do.
That's a good point.
Have you seen it?
Yeah.
Do you like it?
Mm-hmm.
I liked it.
So they had another one called 28 Days Later, The Aftermath, which expands on the timeline, but just don't worry about that one. Oh, wait, never mind. That was a graphic novel. That looks like they only had 28 Weeks Later after 28 Days Later, which is set in the UK for 28 days later. Mm-hmm. And then 28 weeks later, they basically come back, try to re-inhabit the area. And, of course, things don't probably go well, you know?
Because of the zombies?
Mm-hmm.
I knew it. I had a feeling.
You guys ever see Zombievers?
What kind of film is this?
It's one that would come on Sci-Fi at like 3 o'clock.
Is it rated R, X,
triple
X?
I think it's just one of those kind of like just gory movies. That's...
Mm-hmm. Okay, just making sure.
I'd recommend it.
Have you guys watched Ouija?
No.
Mm-mm.
That was a good one.
Did you see it?
Yeah,
I thought it was pretty good.
When it first came out, I saw that. It was pretty good.
How long has it been out? It hasn't been out that long, has it?
I want to say a couple of years, maybe.
It was the same little girl from Annabelle, the newest one, I think. Origins? Have you seen that?
No, but I need to.
It was okay.
I mean, it is Halloween season, so.
Oh yeah, it's horror. It's scary movie season. I've been mowing them down.
The Babadook.
Is that good?
I liked it when I watched it.
Really? What was it on? Do you remember?
I do not remember.
All right.
That was like 4 years ago when I watched it.
I might put it on the rotation. Put it in the holster.
The new reviews for the new Halloween movie have been pretty good. From what I've seen.
Really?
And heard from people that have went to see it.
Because some of the later ones were not that good.
Hmm.
Not that good at all.
Yeah, but
Did you see the Rob Zombie version? His redo of Halloween?
No, I'm not watching that.
That was pretty good. Rob Zombie's a weirdo, but he makes some pretty good flicks.
I feel like if your last name's Zombie, you probably are a little out of the ordinary.
That's safe to say. And probably good at scary thoughts. He's a better director than I thought, though. Gotta give him credit. From Hard Rock to directing horror movies. Seamless transition. All right. Good stuff.
I like that was a little Depot.
It was a Depot extended.
Yeah, recap.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yep, come back with more. Maybe back to sports. Maybe not.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Three and Out as we roll on here. This segment brought to you by the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Basketball season is back, and there's no better place to bet on the NBA than the FanDuel Sportsbook app. To celebrate NBA tip-off, FanDuel Sportsbook is giving new customers enhanced odds. That's right, 75-1 odds on any team to win to start the season. Just look for the promo on the FanDuel Sportsbook app. It's easy to use, fast withdrawals, odds boosts, and specials. Live betting as well. And with the full slate of NBA games rolling now, you can see why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. Obviously, we love it. We've been playing along with college football, the NFL, Major League Baseball, all kinds of stuff. But now the NBA is back, and it's time to give it a shot. If you haven't downloaded the FanDuel Sportsbook app, use our promo code 3OUT. That's right, 3OUT. And sign up, and you can get your bets in for the NBA season. Make every moment more in the NBA. It's America's number one sportsbook for a reason. We love it. You will, too. Use the FanDuel Sportsbook app and download it with our promo code 3OUT so they know we sent you. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. New users only. $10 first deposit required. Must wager in designated offer market. Max bonus $150. Bonus fulfilled in site credit within 72 hours. Site credit expires 14 days after receipt. Receipt restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Red Line 1-800-889-9789.
You guys got your waiver picks ready? Or excuse me, your eliminator picks ready? Mm-hmm. Who's up first?
I am.
Okay.
I am going to ride with the Arizona Cardinals as they take on the Houston Texans. Did you also hear that Watson might be getting traded to Miami soon?
I have seen that. Mm-hmm. Have there been any leaked details of said trade?
No, other than Miami just wants to get rid of Tua.
Yeah.
Poor guy.
He's back this week, though, right?
I think he was back last week, wasn't he?
Was he?
Yeah, he did play. Davey, speaking of the Cardinals, how do you feel about the Zach Ertz move?
It's not going to make a difference. Nah.
They got so many weapons to throw to out there.
So, what do you mean by it's not going to make a difference? You don't think it'll help at all? Just
net zero.
Okay.
It's a guy they have for a tight end, but I don't know. I just...
Well, they had traded away Dan Arnold, and then Max Williams got hurt out for the season, so they had to have somebody line up there, I guess.
Hickman, you got your pick?
I do.
Okay.
And I hate that I have to do this, but I'm going with the Packers and the most overrated quarterback of all time to beat the Washington football team.
Why must you do that to Aaron Rodgers every time you mention his name?
Every time.
I don't even mention his name that much.
I know you didn't actually mention it now, but you didn't mention him by name, but you mentioned Aaron Rodgers.
It's just his nickname.
But why do you hate him so?
I don't know.
Okay.
He's actually growing on me, I will say that.
Why is that?
I think he's kind of funny.
Because he's a big jerk?
No.
You like guys that are big jerks?
I feel like he's just very sarcastic and just depressed and laid back and
depressed.
I mean, he does look like a sad man. Like, he always looks like he's in a bad mood.
Yeah, I'll give you the bad mood part. Hard to argue that.
His personality's growing on me.
All right.
Still will never root for him in a football game besides this week.
This is it. This is the last. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now we know.
This is the one.
This is it.
Mm-hmm. What are they, like a 9.5-point favorite?
Pretty sure.
Last I checked, Arizona was a 17.5-point favorite over Houston.
Which is crazy.
That's a huge line in the NFL. I think there's a lot of big lines this week, but I think based off your former picks, you weren't able to touch several of them.
Yeah, I kind of came out of the gate early with the no-brainers.
The locks.
And then now you got to steer clear of those pretty much.
How long?
Well, Green Bay's down to a 7.5-point.
So you two are still going from week one?
Yeah.
This is ridiculous.
New England, a 7-point favorite over the Jets. The Rams are a 15.5-point favorite over the Lions. Tampa's a 12.5-point favorite over the Bears. You mentioned the Arizona line earlier. A couple of teams on bye this week. But, yeah, I mean, there's three 10-plus lines. Titans down to a 4.5-point dog.
What was it previously?
5.5.
Is that at KC?
No, it's in Nashville.
I think they'll...
I think the Titans will win outright, yeah.
What was the line of the Bills game?
5.5.
Didn't the Bills swamp the Chiefs?
They beat them by 18.
I'm surprised.
So what the Titans are going to do, they're going to have the same game plan that they did for Josh Allen, to where Allen still had over 350 passing yards, but it was just more of a bend, don't break style, don't let any explosive plays happen. The Titans did a really good job until right before the end of the first half, where I don't know what Jackrabbit Jenkins was doing. Let Cole Beasley get behind him.
Well, that was weird. They said they moved him to safety and the safety to corner on that play, and they just neither of them looked like they knew what they were doing. That was what Lewis Riddick was saying.
It's just a scheme where the two safeties kind of jump, almost like jump the outside, and the two corners then take the deep halves.
Bail.
To try and, trick the quarterback.
And then the corner, Jackrabbit Jenkins got caught watching the quarterback thinking he was going to take off running.
He didn't take the deepest guy.
I mean, the Bills, their game plan when they played the Chiefs was just let Mahomes throw it, but just don't get beat deep. And Mahomes only had 55 pass attempts in that game, I believe. But he still put up a decent amount of yards.
Well, that's been a problem for the Chiefs this year. They have not had a very good running game. And Mahomes has not looked his normal self. Doesn't seem as accurate. Have you noticed that? Like, the ball doesn't seem to have as much zip on it. He's throwing a lot of wobblers. Is there a secret injury there or something going on?
I don't know. He did throw that one. Did you see the all-22 angle? Or it's not really all-22. It's the person in the stands, like in the upper deck, where he's running right. And Tyreek Hill's coming back across the field, and he throws that ball like across his body and throws it like what feels like 30 yards out in front of Tyreek Hill. Still on a rope, but because he's running so fast, just like perfectly timed up. It was crazy.
No, don't get me wrong. He can make some throws that, no one else can, maybe in the world. It's just weird. I know there was one game where the wind was howling pretty good in Kansas City, and he was overthrowing and or underthrowing just a bunch. But even when the weather hasn't been an issue, just he has not looked his crisp self.
Chiefs have the worst defense in the league, so I mean it's up.
Is it that bad? Is it really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I mean they can't stop anybody.
What are they?
They did this week against Washington. But
I mean,
that was the one time.
I know Josh Allen lit him up. What's the status of Julio Jones this week?
He didn't practice.
Still hasn't practiced?
No. Their practice report actually wasn't as bad as I was expecting it to be. Now, granted, there are a couple of guys on IR that aren't going to show up on that list, but if you look at what they released yesterday, A.J. Brown didn't practice. They said still the food poisoning, kind of recovering from that. And
really?
Yeah.
This
was Wednesday's. Randy Bullock, the kicker, didn't practice. Had to pick him up on fantasy this week because Tyler Bass is on bye. But it's a shoulder for our kicker, so hopefully he's able to.
I think he'll probably be all right.
Chris Jackson, DB, he messed his ankle up, kind of had to keep going out and coming back in. Jones, hamstring. Lawan, concussion. Jeremy McNichols, ankle. Chester Rogers, I thought it was his knee. They've listed it as a groin injury as to why he didn't practice.
Mm.
And then for...
So is Lawan listed as out, doubtful, questionable? That's a weird play.
I don't know, man.
Did you see that play?
Definitely questionable.
Hmm. Where he dives and hits his head, but it hits it on like the guy's rear end, and then he was just out.
But then those were just the names of the guys who did not practice for limited participation: Kari Blossengame, Monty Rice, and Roger Saffold. So not as bad as I was expecting. Granted, a lot of those guys are DBs and receivers, so you kind of just skill players.
Yeah. Is this going to be a give the ball to Derrick Henry about 30 times type game?
He only had 20 carries against Buffalo, which is
I know, but I'm asking about this game.
No. I was talking to Denard about this, and he said their corners are so bad, even if we are struggling at receiver, we should be able to expose them on the perimeter.
Really?
Yeah.
Tannehill was not sacked once against Buffalo, is that right?
And going into the game, he was the most sacked quarterback in the league. So they did a really good job of helping out there. He was 5 of 5 on that final drive. I mean, the dude just turns on in the fourth quarter.
He was 9 of 9 in the fourth. Had a really good fourth quarter.
Since he's been the starter, no other quarterback has more game-winning drives than he does.
Hmm. What time is that game?
1:00.
At least we don't have to wait around for it. I realize the Chiefs aren't the Chiefs a lot of people thought they'd be, but that'd be a very nice win for the Titans.
Andy Reid in the regular season as a coach is only 2-8 against the Titans in his career.
That's such a weird, with all the turnover the Titans have had, that's just strange. Let's make it 2-9, shall we?
Let's go. All right. Final segment. Hour number 3 next. Final segment of the program. I want to remind you to go register for that G&J auto wrap package. If you go to fanrunradio.com/carwrap, it'll take you right to the registration. Just put in your name, email address. That's it. Or you can specify whether you want to win an auto detail, window tint, ceramic coating, or no preference. Pretty incredible. They're going to give that stuff away. They're going to choose winners tomorrow. So you got to get in now. It's fanrunradio.com/carwrap. It's fanrunradio.com/carwrap, or just go to our website, and there's a link right there on the homepage at fanrunradio.com. G&J Auto Graphics, located on Parkside Drive, right out in West Knoxville. Their website, gnjauto.com. You can check out all of their services there. And if you use them for detailing or any of their protective services, tell them you heard about them right here on Fan Run Radio. They're going to hook up our listeners with a bunch of cool stuff at the end of the day, well, throughout the day tomorrow. So get your registration in there. And it's over $10,000 in prizes for your vehicle to multiple winners.
10K?
Multiple winners, yeah. So, chances to win, all of those things. Get windows tinted, get your car detailed, ceramic coating. Pretty cool stuff that G&J Auto Graphics can do. FanRunRadio.com/carwrap is the place to go. We gonna get any more injury news before...
You know better than to ask that. Come on, Nate. No. It's all secretive. It's all a cover-up. Maybe we're sneaky healthy. Maybe he just doesn't want to let everybody know. Maybe
I don't know why that's so funny.
Maybe we're going into this Bama game sneaky healthy.
Sneaky healthy.
No, I'm not going to say sneak up and beat somebody. But, the way this team has played with the effort, if we could somehow get sneaky healthy, this might be the game. I mean, it's got to happen sometime, right? Like, at some point, there's going to have to be a Tennessee team to beat an Alabama team when you least expect. Like, the streak has to end eventually, right? Like, sometime?
Eventually, yeah. I mean,
could this be the year?
It's
a pretty big line, not going to lie.
It could.
What was the line in the Florida game? David, do you remember? All right.
The Florida game line was...
Was it 14 and a half?
That was more than that.
No, it was 17. I bought it 17, and then it got up to 19 and a half.
I mean, the ball bounces the right way a couple times. Velas with a punt return. It'd be nice if special teams could not help give up a touchdown this week. That would be...
Special teams started off so strong, and in the last few weeks, it has just been...
Well, it's kind of weird, right? Like, I don't... It's not necessarily coaching. I mean, like, Velas is not coached to drop the punt, but that was just very, very frustrating. South Carolina, the fake punt. I'm going to give him credit. That was just an old Beamer ball classic. Good fake punt there. The kick return against Missouri, they kind of got us. But kick return coverage has been good. Punt coverage has been good. And then, of course, we just muffed the punt and ended up costing us.
Uh-huh.
Has there been any further documentation of an announcement or release on the fumble return that wasn't by the SEC?
Nope. I think...
Did you see what Lane Kiffin said yesterday on the conference call when he was asked about it?
I did. Yes, I did.
He said, we are very thankful and appreciative for the call on the field, which is basically his way of saying we totally stole that and don't know why.
Yep. That's what happened.
Hmm.
That's exactly it. You nailed it.
So just fake if you hear a whistle and the play will be dead. We should just we should utilize that
Anytime
strategy.
A play's not going well, just
throw your hands up and say, "Heard a whistle."
Mm-hmm.
I like it. I mean, I think it's a good strategy. It's clearly foolproof.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, we need to, like you said, fake injuries on every play in the first quarter.
Every play.
Just up, protest. cramp.
Protest
cramp,
injuries.
Cramp. Hope Ole Miss is hydrating this week. They got a big one against LSU.
They
you know?
Played a lot of snaps the last 2 weeks.
A lot of injuries. I'd love to see their injury report. How many of those injuries do you think are going to keep guys out for this game? I have an idea.
That's the great thing about cramps, though. You know, you can just
come right back.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, hope they're hydrating this week.
Yeah.
It's crucial. You got to stay healthy. Got to be ready to roll.
Every 3.18 plays, somebody went down.
Was that really the breakdown?
I think that's what it was, at least in the second half, something like that.
Yeah, in the second half, it was every time we picked up a first down, boom, guy goes down, and every second down when we were about to have a third down. So if they couldn't get off the field and we got a first down, boom, sub due to injury. And if we were about to have a third down, boom, they would sub in to have healthy defenders on third down.
That was ridiculous. I mean, it drug that game out so long. 5.5 hours.
Yeah, I love how everyone wants to blame it on the 20-minute, you know,
that was
dust
a short
up.
20 minutes, too. Just
well, there was so much going on. But it was the Ole Miss guys laying on the field for hours. We'll see. Be very interested if the SEC comes out with any type. Again, Russ has said it a few times on the drive. That's what's – obviously, it's frustrating that you lost, but the water bottles on the field – totally took away from what might have been the big headline of Lane Kiffin completely chipping the game and having his guys lay down for essentially an entire half.
Let's be real, though. Do you think it would get any heat from the national media guys if we wouldn't have thrown stuff like the Kiffin freaking injuries? Would that get talked about?
Some would have, but it was much easier to write an article about the water bottles and the throwing stuff. And here we are.
Have they completed their investigation?
It's a good question. With the facial ID and the, I don't know.
Yeah, have all the video results in? Has everybody been arrested?
Incredible if Danny just released a video. Or it's like, it's just a picture of everyone, but they're all in Ole Miss gear. So it's like, turns out.
I was surprised at how many people said that it was actually Ole Miss fans, a lot of them that were throwing stuff.
Well, what I heard was after they announced that there's possibly going to be a forfeit if they don't stop, that's when the Ole Miss fans
really got
involved.
To keep it going.
Yeah.
Dirty.
I mean, in the stadium, we were saying, like, Tennessee's going to get this ball back. I understand that from Jump Street. I mean, you see it all the time. A team with 3 timeouts, the other team, they want them to use them, and they're not going to throw it.
Right.
But the defense knows they're not going to throw it, so you load up and just come after the run. I was worried Lane might go, like, trick play, but then I was like, well, maybe he will. Maybe they'll mess it up and do something really stupid.
Yeah, like Sterner moment. Like hold the ball and get sacked and fumble it and lose it and then have it taken off the board.
Game. Yeah. Might be the difference.
And Bayless was so close to busting that punt return.
I know. And then not to mention the ball off Cedric Tillman's hands. Live and learn. Live and learn. 6 inches lower there, Joe. 6 inches lower.
We'll get you set for the weekend tomorrow. On a Football Friday edition of the program. Tune in then. The Blitz is next. Keep it locked in here for more Fan Run Radio, where the hosts aren't literally going to fight each other.